You're listening to Vatican Radio. Pope Francis on Saturday received the Congregation of Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception, who are in Rome for their general chapter, telling them to open hearts with the gospel message. Lydia O'Kane reports.
The Congregation of Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception was founded in 1673 in Poland and works in 26 countries around the world. In prepared remarks to the participants of the congregation's general chapter on Saturday, Pope Francis told them that the example of their founder, St. Stanislaus of Jesus and Mary, who was canonized last year, was both the light and guide of their walk and fully understood the meaning of being a disciple of Christ.
L'esempio del vostro fondatore, San Stanislao di Gesù e Maria, canonizzato lo scorso anno, sia luce e guida del vostro cammino.
In this perspective, the Pope said, your service to the Word is the witness of the risen Christ that you've encountered on your path, adding that they were called to spread the gospel message wherever they are sent. The Pope also underlined that Christian witness requires engagement with and for the poor, noting it was a commitment that has characterized the congregation.
Un impegno che caratterizza il vostro istituto fin dall'origine.
The Holy Father encouraged the Marian Fathers to keep alive this tradition of service to the poor and the humble through the proclamation of the gospel, along with the works of mercy and prayers for the souls of the faithfully departed. He continued by saying that the great challenge of enculturation asks you today to announce the good news in languages and ways understandable to the men and women of our time involved in rapid social and cultural transformation processes. The horizons of evangelization and the urgent need to give witness to the gospel message to all, without distinction, the Pope said, constitute the vast field of your apostolate. Many people, the Holy Father observed, are still waiting to know Jesus, the one Redeemer of man. Such an urgent mission, Pope Francis underlined, requires personal and community conversion. Only fully open hearts to the action of grace, he said, are able to interpret the signs of the times and to seize the appeals of humanity in need of hope and peace. I'm Lydia O'Kane.